So, hi guys, I'm Emily.
Hi, Emily.
I want to thank you all for a great beginning last night. You guys are all amazing in your own ways. And I'm really excited for what is still yet to come for each and one of you during this weekend. There's so much planned, like so much. And I just want to start encouraging y'all to really start settling down and really start listening as we get into the next phases of the weekend. So in the talk given last night by Jessica. We reflected on the idea how God created all of us by name personally. And to respond to this call, we have to stop and look at ourselves and ask, who am I? Now that's a pretty deep question, isn't it? So in my talk, I'm going to try to help you guys find out who you are. And while we're at it, we're also going to talk about how God created us in his own image. Now, we all struggle with the idea that God created us in his own image. I mean, I do. But the thing is that if we strive for anything less than God's desire for us, we can't be happy. Because something will always be nagging at us saying there must be more. Knowing who you are is really important, especially during this weekend, because we're supposed to be getting close to those around us and Jesus himself. So we're going to start really listening and like start figuring out who we are. So if we're not becoming closer to Jesus and everyone around us, then how is this relationship getting built on? Like, what is it getting built on? Because if we're not showing the true us to everyone else, then they're not knowing the real us. So we need to stop and looking at ourselves as the person everyone sees on an ordinary day and come in touch to the real us. The fact, though, is that we're influenced by those around us and what they expect of us. It only takes one look at a magazine or the television to know what the world expects of us. We get these standards stuck in our heads saying that there's an ideal man and woman, but there's really not. But though, we have examples of an ideal man for us, don't we? We always think of a muscular guy, blonde, brown hair, those beautiful blue eyes, and I mean like the Bahama blues, you know what I'm talking about? Girls? Yeah. Okay. Well, and then a great personality. And then guys, they probably think of a girl with a nice hourglass-shaped body. It's very confident, happy, pretty. But I kind of wouldn't know, I'm not a dude, so that's why they're over there. But we find these like ideas funny, because like, who's that perfect for one? And then for two, these might be a little exaggerated, but not a lot though, because a lot of times this is what we think. This is what the society has been selling us as a good life. And we start buying into this idea because we see it and hear it all the time. We begin to like plan these ideas as it's okay to want to look like those models or those girls on social media because everyone's doing it, because everyone's dressing like that, everyone's looking like this, and everyone's acting like that, which means we all have to, right? No, we have the freedom to be our own selves, but these influences has made it so hard to do so because we're so worried about what others think of us. A huge factor why we're always insecure is because our own insecurities. We may not want to accept that as an idea, or maybe we just don't realize it, but it's true. So I want you guys to close your eyes real quick, okay? I want you to think of a person that you want to be, or how you want to look, or how you want to act. Y'all have that image in your head? Now I want you to try to throw it away. Forget it. It's hard to do so because you have this insecurity and you may not even realize it. You can open up your eyes now. So some situations that will create this insecurity is either that you feel as though you're not as good enough, or maybe that someone you like care about doesn't care about you as much as you do, or maybe it's not getting a lot of likes on an Instagram post or MySpace. Woo. I'm just kidding. But I sadly get the feeling of insecurity very often. Now, I don't like to admit this, but I truly do. I get it as though I'm not good enough for a person, that I'm not pretty enough, or that there's someone way better out there for that person. We also, the way we react to compliments is another way how we feel about ourselves. We try to hide our insecurities and cover up as though they don't exist or they're not there. But they are. Sorry. The compliments that we usually get is on a talent we have, something we do good, a physical appearance, and you as a person. I get those very often. The physical appearance, I usually get that I have a nice smile, that I'm pretty. Physical would be like running. Everyone says I'm a pretty good runner. And a personality trait, people say I'm funny. And something I do well is people say I'm really good working with kids. Now, when these are all first said to me, I get different feelings about them. Like when someone says that I'm pretty or I have a nice smile, I feel confident. When someone says I'm a good runner, I feel proud of myself. When someone says I'm good with working kids, I feel as though God made me for a reason and that I'm helpful. And then when someone says that I'm funny, I feel happy because I'm bringing joy to others. And speaking of laughing, I have a pun. So you guys ready for this? All right, it goes with the talk. All right, so I knew a woman who owned a taser. Man, was she stunning.
Ooh.
Okay. Ooh. All right, so back to my talk. Even though we may like the idea of compliments, we usually get insecure about them because we feel as though we won't live up to these expectations, or that these are all wrong, or maybe we just don't want to accept them because we are afraid. But when people say that I'm pretty and stuff like that, I feel as though I'm not good enough, or that I'm really not pretty enough. And when someone says I'm funny, I'm just like, no, I'm really not. Just, and then when someone says I'm a good runner, I'm like, okay. But I don't like to admit this, but it's true. I want to deny these because I feel like I can't live up to those expectations that everyone's saying I am. So I'm going to give you guys some ways how I feel about myself. Now, these are going to be negative, but these is just how I feel about myself. So for one of them, I'm really insecure about my body, and it's because social media has put this image in my head saying that I should be skinnier or have way better muscles. But while I was going through my Bible, I found this Bible verse, and it is the Songs of Songs 4:7, and it has really helped me. So it says, "You are beautiful every way, my friend. There is no flaw in you." Now, that's basically saying that God made us the way he made us because he was like, this is how they're going to look, this is how they're going to act, because that's how he wanted us to be. So he's basically saying that there's no flaw in us. We're made this way because he wanted us to be. And now another struggle I have is liking my ears. Now, this may be funny, but when I was younger, my sister used to call me Dumbo because I guess I had big ears. And so I was kind of just like, okay. So ever since then, I've been really insecure about my ears. And another thing I'm really insecure about is how emotional I can get. So not too long ago, I realized that it's okay to be emotional. God, like, sent this message to me saying it's okay. So basically what happened is that my sister really stopped going to church, and it was making me really, like, sad. Like, I was getting mad at her, but not just her, but God. I was like, why won't she come back to you? I don't understand. And so we went on a live and you trip, and I got prayed over after confession, and I just was like, can you just pray over my, not just me, but like pray for my sister? And she's like, of course, why? And then I told her why. I was like, she won't come to church anymore. She's always wanting to be with her boyfriend and all this stuff. And after that, we got back home, and I went out to eat with her and stuff. And she started talking to me, and she was like, I miss going to church. I miss God. I miss you. And she was like, I've been crying like every single day because I miss it so much. And I literally just started crying. I was like, Haley, I've been praying for you for like the past like forever months. I was like, I want you to come back. And she's like, I want to come back too. And that moment is where I realized it's okay to be emotional. Because me and her were both crying, but it was because we had this feeling of God in our hearts, and wanting to go back made me even happier. So that has really helped me with realizing it's okay to be emotional. But since we have these insecurities, we try to project this image, and so we can be accepted and liked by those around us. And some of these images would be the miracle worker. This person can basically do anything and everyone runs for them for help. Then there's the brain, someone who is so smart and can ace a test without even studying. Like, I don't know how they do that, but it's true. Good listeners are also another one, which is this person that listens really deep into what the person is saying and goes deeper. Ask questions at the end, see if they actually understand the question and all that. And then there's the perfectionist. Someone who refuses anything less from perfection. Now, these are just a few images that I put out in the world. So I wanted to give an example of a miracle worker. So this is definitely my mom. So shout out to Miss Mom, who knows Miss Mom. So she works late nights at the hospital. She helps give people coming in labor. So basically God's creation, she helps them. And then after that, she'll come home, sleep for like 3 hours, and then take care of me and all her other kids, and then those kids I tag along that some of them are in here, Shauna back there. But she still is one of the nicest person you'll ever meet. I'm like, I don't know how she does that, but she does that. And then when I was writing this talk, I was like, man, I want to be a lot of these. Like the miracle worker, like my mom maybe, and then the brain, of course. I mean, who doesn't want to ace a test without studying? I know I do. More sleep, right? But I realized I was more the perfectionist. Now, the reason why I say this is because every time I'm like in class or like school, I'm always like trying to make everything perfect. Like, I literally have rulers and I'm like making every line straight, drawing it out perfectly, making sure my handwriting's neat, and if it's not, I throw it away. It's terrible. And then my friends, they probably think of me as this because literally I'll stand in front of the mirror, fix my hair like 5,000 times until I like it. Like I did that this morning, sadly, but I did. And then another thing is I do is I literally have so much clothes and I never know what to wear. And I'll be like throwing a bunch of clothes on and my friends are like, come on, Emily. I'm like, hold on, I gotta get this. And then they just start laughing at me. But I've had these situations since I was younger. Like, I've always been so, like, perfectionist. Like, my coloring pages didn't come out good, throw them away. Like, it's bad. But this being a perfectionist has become so natural to me because it's helped me through so much. Like, it's helped me do better in school. It's helped me become a better runner because I do cross country. Go cross country. And it's also helped me pick better friends. Instead of hanging out with those who are talk so much bad behind my back, to those who just lie to me right in my face, I'm like, they don't bring me joy. Like, I don't know why I'm hanging out with these people. So instead, I found amazing friends who actually like me for me. They don't use me just because my mom will drive them places or that I give them stuff. They love me because I'm me. And they don't go behind my back and talk. And and I'm just so thankful for them. So being perfectionist may be a little annoying at times because, I mean, I just redo things over and over again. But at the end, it helps me through so much. But we have to realize these images, there's nothing wrong with them. This is what we grew up in. This world has grew us up in this way of becoming these images. But there is danger behind these images because we begin to see ourselves as the image. And we begin to see our value in the image as also, instead of our own basic goodness. We basically have everything backwards. It's not that we're good because we do good things. It's because we do good things because we are good. Now I want you to listen to this, you ready? I'm good because God made me and God does not make junk. Now I want you guys to say this with me, you ready? I am good because God made me and God does not make junk. So that was pretty deep, wasn't it guys? Like, that was deep, like God made me and he does not make junk. Like. What? But I also have a Bible verse for you guys, and it's pretty deep too, just letting you know now. So, it is the Psalms of 139, verse lines 1 through 6 and 13 through 14. Lord, you have probed me. You know me. You know when I sit and stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. You shift your travels through my rest with all the ways you are familiar. Even before a word in our tongue, Lord, you know it all. Behind and before you encircle me and rest your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, far too lofty for me to reach. You formed me in my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My very self you know. My bones are hidden from you. So, when I first read that, I honestly was amazed. I didn't know what to say. You can literally say my mind was like blown. Like, I did not know what to think of that. Like, what? I was like, God made me. He knew me before my parents knew me. And it's just so crazy to think that. And, like, look around you. He knew all you guys before you were born. Like, this is many people. Like, he already knew you. And at the end, it just amazes me. And we need to start seeing ourselves in the God of, like, the God of ice. Like, he is our divine lover. Because if we do not believe that we are good, then we cannot feel as though we are loved. We cannot feel loved by others. We can't love others because of our own basic insecurities. Now, I have one more Bible verse for you guys, and it's Peter 3. 1 Peter 3, verses 3 through 4. It says, you abandoned or dormant should to the external one, braiding the hair, wearing in gold jewelry, or dressing in fine clothes, but rather the hidden character of the heart expressed in imperishable beauty of gentle and calm disposition, which is precious in the sight of God. Now, I really hope that spoke to you because it really spoke to me. So, let's accept God's love for us, because when we accept to listen to him, we then recognize our own goodness and see that what we're meant to be. So, let's become the new us and let God spark our hearts and set it on fire.
Yes!